Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Charmaine. Welcome to the Way of Life program. What should we expect from the Lord? If we don't know who God is and what he has said of himself, we would not know what to expect from him. The knowledge of God cannot be had without his own initiative. In Exodus 3:14, he says, God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel. I am has sent me to you. I am who I am signifies that no one defines who God is, but he himself. This means that no one knows who God is apart from the revelation that he chooses to give of himself. What he has said of himself defines who he is, and what he says of himself is what we should expect of him. We must not assume that we will expect from the Lord only who he and what he says of himself is to be expected of him. In Exodus 34:5-7, God revealed his name to Moses, which defines his character. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sins. Because of what the Lord said of himself, Moses knew what to expect from him. This was most visible in Moses' intercession for the children of Israel. God became angry with them and was about to destroy them because of their sin of unbelief. But Moses stood before the Lord on their behalf and requested of the Lord what he had said of himself in Numbers 14:17-18. And now I pray, let the power of my Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgressions. Moses expected the Lord to do what he said of himself, and the Lord did, because in verse 20 it reads, then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. God can act sovereignly in any part of the universe that he has made, and he dispenses his grace as he wills. In Exodus 33:19, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Outside of who he is and what he says of himself, there's nothing more or less to be expected of him. He did not only tell us who he is, but what he has said of himself, he has shown us the way of salvation. But many have rejected the way of salvation. The Lord said that many have chosen to reject the knowledge that he has given of himself and the way of salvation. They have assumed who I am and what they would expect of me. But after they have died, they realize that the assumption of who I am and what they were expecting of me is wrong, but it was too late for them to correct their error, as a result of which they are lost eternally. God wants all of us to know that he has arranged the means by which all people can be saved. The method of eternal salvation is his idea, and no one can be saved apart from the means that he has established. His voice can be heard through the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah 45:22, he said, look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. The knowledge of our eternal salvation is in what he says. He said, let all of mankind look to me for their eternal salvation. His saving grace has come to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And a verse we're all familiar with in John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. This is the means by which all can be saved. There's no other way. As the Holy Spirit said to Apostle Peter in Acts 4:12, salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. God has said that there's no other means of salvation for mankind. If you don't believe in God's method of salvation, you will be eternally condemned. John 3:18, he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. These are the words of Jesus Christ, not mine. These are his words. And he said in John 12:49-50, for I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. I know that his command leads to eternal life, so whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say. God has shown us the way of salvation, saints. Therefore, we should not seek to create for ourselves a way other than what he has established. The Lord has given us knowledge through which we have access to his eternal plan of salvation, and it's all in the written word of God, the Bible. Now, each one must decide his or her own destiny. We have to decide it for ourselves. We have to decide our own destiny by the choice that we choose to make. God wants us to choose the way that he has shown us. He wants us to choose his means of salvation. But if we choose to reject it, we would have chosen the way of condemnation, as I read in John 3:18. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If we choose not to believe that Jesus Christ is God's means of salvation, we will die in our sins and will be forever separated from God. Jesus said to the Jews, and by extension to all mankind, for if you do not believe that I am he, meaning the Savior of the world, you will die in your sins. And that's in John 8:24. Let this not be our case. Let us choose as the word says. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcom.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access this episode and other episodes of the program. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.